I am the cat. He loves to drive him crazy with his evil lips. Great guns a-blazing, my deadly trip.
Captain's Only Show!
Yeah, oh my god. I am so excited for today's episode. Welcome back, everybody. We got a big one for you, a huge one for you. See, I was invited for a meeting with the chief pilot, and, you know, undoubtedly it'll be some kind of commendation. So I'm going to mic up for this meeting again. I got a lot of really great feedback on episode 9, and it appears that you, the listeners, are in fact getting a lot from witnessing my day-to-day interactions. As expected, of course. Technology, it's just an absolute marvel. It really is. I mean, imagine if we could have mic'd up Jesus or even like any of his crew members. Imagine being able to have a mic on one of those Pentecostals and hear one of Jesus' PAs. God bless technology. And God bless the United Airlines of America. On with the episode.
Okay, so I'm here. I'm outside the flight planning room. This is where it all goes down, flight planning. I like to make sure my FOs always come here. Some like to try and go to the plane. I tell them no. So I'm just going to punch in my code here to get in. All right. Door's open, and I'm walking into flight planning. Hey, what's up, Johnny? How's it going, buddy?
Hey, yo, Skip, what up, man? How you doing?
Oh, you know, keeping it real.
Oh, man, good to see you, Skip.
Viper, how's it going, baby? You keeping it smooth and fast today, or what?
No, God!
What? You okay?
No, God, please, no! No! Okay. No!
All right, someone's got some issues today. Probably bad FO. Hey, what's up there, Karen? How you doing?
I don't like you.
What? What's that about?
I hate you.
What?
But you probably hate me, too.
Oh, you still mad about when I took control?
Go away!
Well, relax.
Leave me alone!
Jesus, what's wrong with you?
I don't like you!
Okay, I get it.
I hate you!
Listen, take it up with HR, you psychopath.
I'm only trying to help you.
Okay, whatever. Talk to you soon, tits. Oh, look, if it's not my favorite manager, Todd... Go f*** yourself.
Oh, come on. That was uncalled for.
Yeah, well, you don't fool me. Oh, shit. Please don't look at me. Please don't look at me. Please don't look at me. Hey, so, Jerry.
So, the most important thing you gotta remember is, you know, okay, so...
Jerry, listen, I'm...
So, people were, you
I'm
know,
in a hurry.
Doing some stuff.
Dude.
And then other people were...
Okay, Jerry. I need you to shut your mouth, Jerry.
What I'm trying to say,
Jerry,
is that
you gotta shut your mouth,
conclusion.
Jerry. I'm going. Bye. Jesus Christ, how do these guys get through the interview process? Now, what's going on in here? Oh God, a union meeting.
Think about any other profession. And when I say profession, really, we're skilled laborers. That's what we are in the United States in terms of what our ranking is in the economical system, okay?
Hey, Chuck, you on the program still?
I gotta tell you, if you're going through the program and you wanna go through and earn the certificates as they should be, you have to start somewhere. You have to start with the book.
Yeah, well, maybe you should have thought of that before you got on the program in the first place, Chuck. Bye. Stupid union officials. And that's why pilots shouldn't be negotiating contracts. Idiots. Tell me who's the absolute last person that should be negotiating a deal. Do you think maybe it's the person that's hardwired to go from point A to point B in a direct line? Huh? Well, here we are. Time to finally get promoted. Here goes nothing.
Come on in.
Knock, knock. You can't see me, but I just winked at the microphone.
Hello there, Mr. Captain. How are you today?
Pretty good. How you doing, Chief? I'd salute you, but you know what they say about saluting in a combat scenario, and flight planning is buzzing with hostiles.
Sorry, got to bring you in early today. You look well. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, you're looking well, Chief. With the hours you're logging on that mahogany bomber, I fully expected your CAG to have shifted significantly.
Well, take a seat. You want a coffee?
I'll need something a little stronger. I looked up the kid you got me paired with today, and I'm wondering, is a debrief still a debrief if you do it beforehand?
I think that'd be a brief then, Cap.
Well, maybe I'll brief this one twice.
Are the new FOs that bad? I've been hearing good things.
Well, I guess it's a good thing that I haven't had one crash yet.
How bad?
Well, the last one came in at ref plus three. I almost clubbed him with my ram mount. I had it in landscape mode, so I couldn't really get it off quick enough. I love that picture, man.
Yeah, that's me and Jaeger. Seems like yesterday.
I was actually referencing the one beside it, the day that they made you a captain. The day the umbilical cord was cut, symbolic on so many levels. Of course, you were grown up, but still breastfeeding off that purser, if I recall correctly. What was her name?
Come on now, Cap. Just because the cord is cut, you still gotta eat.
Spoken like a true chief. So, what's this all about today? Safety award? Dress and deportment award? You know, in 17 years, I've never been caught without my hat in the terminal.
I've never seen you without your hat on. Come to think of it, I haven't seen you without a long-sleeve shirt either.
And, what's wrong with my sleeves?
They're long.
You ever go out for dinner in a short-sleeve button-down?
No, I can't say that I have.
Case in point, old friend. So, I know why I'm here. I was kind of pretending to not know, but not knowing things is very difficult when you're sporting four. You're finally making me a check airman. Damn it. It's about time. Maybe I can mentor some of these snowflakes coming out of flight school nowadays.
Actually, no. Nothing like that. I needed to talk to you about your last flight. Anything you want to tell me before we get to the meat and potatoes of what happened?
Last flight? I can't say. Can't say I remember that much. Well, except for that I was on time every leg, if I recalled correctly. Burned 16,552 pounds of gas, 3 logbook entries. Purser was a smoke unit named Brittany. My L2 was Marianne, a solid 6. Decent trim, could use a couple months in ketosis. Whatever. Her partner was Cindy. She was a brown bagger for sure, but I'd knock on that door after midnight, if you know what I mean. I called maintenance 2 times, I remember, because it was Bobo, he's a beauty. Just a couple resets, nothing major. The wind was out of the east at 15 knots. Ceiling on last landing was 3,000. Overcast temperature was 23.
Cap, the FO. Do you remember the FO?
No f***ing idea.
You see, Cappy, that's why you're here. Your performance and training records are somewhat questionable, but that's a conversation for another day. We suspect that you overstated your qualifications on your initial application, but that's not what we're here to talk about. Your attendance, well, you work more overtime days in a month than most guys do on their total blocks. So again, no issue here.
Pick up the Model S Plaid next month.
When are you going to drive it, Cap? When are you going to drive it?
You can borrow it if you want. Gas is on me.
You're not as funny as you think you are. Listen, you can recall the air pressure of the mains after your last landing. You can recall the precise vector of the crosswind component in your last takeoff, but Cap, you can't even tell me who your last first O was.
He was a f***ing FO, man.
They are humans, Cap. Listen, do you know how many licensed airline pilots there are in the USA? 333,000 as of 2019. You know how many of those are airline captains, such as yourself? About 135,000.
Wow, that's a lot. Wait, are you including turboprop and piston engine captains in that count?
I think you're missing the point.
Well, squawk ident, Chief, because I can't find your point on my radar.
You're not as f***ing special as you think you are, Cap. You gotta lighten up with the command presence stuff. What we do ain't that hard. My kid just did his first solo, and he's 14.
Jesus, Timmy's a mongoloid.
Yes, Cap, he is. And that's kind of my point. My goddamn mongoloid son has acted as the captain of an aircraft.
I don't think I like this conversation, Chief.
Well, you need to figure it out. You're alienating every single first O you fly with. That was you at some point.
Please, God, don't remind me.
That was you at one point in your career, and you're expected to conduct yourself in a way that'll help mentor these future captains.
Well, they can't all become captains, or we'd run out of FOs, wouldn't we? I see where you're going with this, though, Chief. And captain to captain, I think I know what I need to start doing.
You just did it again. Captain to captain. No, we're just two guys talking here.
Sir, I'm beginning to question your judgment.
You know that I was an FO here for 7 years?
I am so sorry to hear that. Bad timing in the industry?
No, Cap. It was by choice. It was a lifestyle decision.
Wow. I honestly don't know what to say.
There's nothing to say, Cap. We're not defined by our rank within the airline. Do you understand that?
What exactly are you trying to say right now, Chief?
I'm saying that I have first O's booking off on 65% of your flights. You need to shift your attitude towards your partners in the flight deck.
Partners? LOL. Maybe you need a refresher on what the C stands for in PIC.
I can't afford to be paying all these FOs friggin' time and a half just to fly with you. Cap, your first O's are telling me that you're wearing your uniform to In-N-Out Burger on your free time during your layovers. I got reports from the airport authority here about you harassing valet parking attendants when they've informed you that captains are not entitled to complimentary valet parking. 15 sightings in the last 3 months and you are wearing your aviator glasses inside of the terminal in violation of the uniform compliance standards. I've got one report from a first O about you cutting a 25-person Starbucks line while speaking loudly about the big jet you had to get to.
Those little rats.
I want you to call this number.
Chief, pilot assistance.
Call it. That's an order. I know deep down you're a good guy, Cap, but you need to shift your perspective. So what do you say? Why don't you come join us in the realm of mortals?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you might in fact be trying to repaint the Mona Lisa here.
Cap.
Fine, but I want it on record that any errors on my next ride could be related to this personality adjustment.
Goodbye, Captain.
Yeah, so that came as a bit of a shock, but here at the Captain's Only Show, I don't hide anything. Friggin' rat FOs. Chief thinks they got it all. There wasn't even mention of me asking for Captain's Only discounts at the BK drive-thru. So, was I embarrassed? Sure. Sure, a little bit. But if they don't want me as a check airman, that's honestly their loss. And more time I can put into the show, frankly. Farhat's still in denial. He thinks they called in the wrong guy. It's whatever. One of the attributes of a king commander is to know when even his superiors are falling short. The chief is clearly in too deep. He's over his head, believing FOs over the captain. I told him what he needed to hear, and let's be honest, the only way I'm actually calling pilot assistance is if I need assistance deciding which sneakers to wear on my next layover. White or white. Thanks for joining me today, and never forget, I have control.
He loves to drive him crazy with his evil lips. Great guns ablazing. My deadly trip.
Captain's Only Show!